Last November, thousands of protesters across China gathered for peaceful and rare demonstrations against the country's strict COVID policies. The government lifted all COVID restrictions soon after. But now, the China security agencies are quietly arresting people they believe organized the demonstrations. NPR's Emily Fang reports.
The 26-year-old editor knew the police were coming after her, and so she recorded her last public words as a free woman. NPR managed to see the video. She says, "I've delegated some friends to publicize this video after I disappear. When you see this video, I will have been arrested, just like some of my friends have been." She had just gotten her master's degree in history the year before and now works at a Beijing publishing press. "We're keeping her anonymous and are not publishing anyone's name in the story for their safety because association with foreign media could bring them further legal trouble." Like many people of all ages across China, this editor was moved to attend vigils on behalf of the people who died, either under strict COVID lockdown conditions or who were denied health care because of COVID restrictions. "We care about our society," she says in her video. "We sympathize with everyone who lost their lives. This is why we came out that night. What is the purpose of your retaliation? Why are you making the lives of ordinary young people the price?" Now, these young demonstrators all face an uncertain fate. "When my friends were arrested in December," she says in the video, "they were brought into the police station and made to sign arrest papers with a blank space for what crime they would be eventually prosecuted for. Nor did the paper specify where and when they were arrested." She herself was arrested on Christmas Eve. Among eight people NPR was able to confirm were detained or arrested starting in late December, in the weeks after the demonstrations. Most of them are young journalists and writers, many of them friends with each other. Here's one of their friends.
Among the first to be arrested was a freelance art journalist. After being interrogated and released a few times, she was panicking. She finally disappeared in December. There's also a young, dynamic Beijing journalist. She never had radical political views. She loves literature, went to films and book clubs, and is a big fan of Chizuko Ueno, a very popular Japanese feminist scholar.
The security crackdown is ongoing, and those involved could face lengthy prison times. To protect their safety, the voices you hear now are actors voicing their interviews with NPR.
One of those arrested comes from an affluent family and feels guilty that other people still live in poverty and pain. So she helped find transportation for doctors and dialysis patients during the Shanghai lockdown, and remotely coordinated volunteer work in Wuhan when it was under lockdown. If even ordinary people like my friends, who peacefully participated in a vigil, can be arrested, anyone could be taken.
Police tell families the arrests and others are to protect national security. And that means an extra level of secrecy, making it extremely hard to even confirm more people who have been arrested. NPR reached out to the police departments who made the arrests, but they did not respond. The relatives of one of those arrested explains how police are careful not to leave a paper trail.
"As soon as I signed her arrest papers, the police took them away from me."
Family and friends of those arrested say some of them have been charged with disrupting social order. They fear they may be further accused of colluding with foreign countries like the U.S. to plan the protests in November, a theory some Chinese officials have proposed. Many of those arrested are women.
The police need a theory to explain away the protests, and they're trying to find an organizer to blame. Now their working theory seems to be that a group of feminists influenced by Western ideas organized the demonstrations.
This is something protesters explicitly denied to NPR. They emphasized the November protests and vigils were merely to express how frustrated they were by nearly 3 years of China's zero COVID policy that had left people literally starving or trapped in their own homes and destroyed the economy. Now those zero COVID rules have been lifted, but some of those who spoke out against them face prison. Emily Fang, NPR News.